Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the end of the day of our worship and praise of the Lord. As we begin our evening service, we're going to open up with hymn number 178. The Bible stands, stanza 1 and 4, 178. Father, we enter your presence with praise and thanksgiving through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, knowing that it is you who has called us unto yourself, that we would worship you, we would praise you, we would honor you and glorify you. We thank you, Father, for the word of God which you have placed in our presence, for the Spirit of God that dwells within us to teach us, to guide us, and to instruct us into the knowledge of God. And I pray for your divine spirit to be upon us and open up the hearts and the minds of those who hear the testimony of your grace to humbly submit to you and to yield to you and to follow after you with all of their heart, mind, and soul. Bless us abundantly with your divine direction in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we will open it up to everyone here and say, what would you like to sing tonight? Nathaniel, you got one? 15:15. Brethren, we have met to worship.
Oh,
you like to sing this evening? Did you have one, Raquel?
512.
Saved by grace. Candace.
162.
162. That's one of the all-time favorites. Fill me now.
Thank you.
else would you like to sing?
161.
161, the Comforter has come. Would you like to sing? Okay, Lee.
Number 17.
17. Come, thou fount of every blessing.
Thank you.
else would you like to sing this evening? Got time for a few more. Okay, Camille?
261. Jesus what?
I must tell
Jesus. 3-4-4. Okay. 3-4-4.
Thank you.
Pastor Young, if everyone would turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read and then preach. No, just kidding. I will read for our brother Ling. I would preach, but my voice is crackling again. So anyway, 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Blessed is the word of God. And so, Lee.